slash 2.5 years.
Can you please state your name, the course you teach, and your age, if you don't mind?
My name is Jennifer Clarkson. I'm 26 years old, and I teach Math 111.
Okay, some general questions. Do you own a smartphone such as an iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android?
No, I do not.
Do you own an iPad, iPod, or MP3 player?
I had an iPod. It broke, and I haven't had the money to replace it. But ideally, I would like to own probably all of those things.
Okay. Do you use or allow technology in the courses you teach?
Usually calculators are allowed, especially in Math 111.
Okay. Do you use laptops or projection screens at any time of your class?
No, I don't. I don't want to have to find the equipment and bring. I don't want to deal with the sort of administrative end of that.
Okay. Do you think that technology plays a role or influences diversity, and in what ways?
I'm not an expert on this as a mathematician. I can imagine that it would probably play a role in economic diversity in the classroom, deterring students who, you know, couldn't afford the fancy calculators or whatever, you know, technology was required of them. Luckily, the University of Maryland is pretty good about, at least for computers, having ample computer labs so people can get school and university computers and computer time should they need it for other courses, which do have sort of online component, online homework components.
Did you grow up using a computer, or do your parents use a computer?
Yes. My mom is really big on internet genealogy research, so we've had a computer probably since, I'm going to say, the fourth grade, because that's when I remember starting to play Oregon Trail. yes, pretty much all my life.
Do you think that with the increasing developments in the tech world, that traditional systems of teaching will no longer be practiced?
It will certainly change things. I mean, that's, especially in mathematics, the big debate is how and how much to integrate calculators and sort of computing technology into a classroom. Because, yes, you know, you do need to know how to use the different computer programs and the different technology, because that is becoming more and more important in the business world today, in science and science research. But at the same time, you still need to have the intuition that you can really only gain by not using the technology, because, you know, it's important to know what you're doing, but it's also still important to be able to say, hey, look, there's something wrong with the code, because they're telling me 2 + 2 = 8. So it's a very fine balance, and there's no, you know, things will change certainly, but I sincerely hope that the old teaching methods don't disappear, because I know there is value in the types of skills and intuition you gain with the old methods.
Do you think that because of technology and how it's so available, students of a younger age, like kindergartners to, let's say, fifth grade, are losing what skills we used to have, past generations?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm certainly not as good as arithmetic as my parents, and I certainly see in my classroom a lot more arithmetic mistakes than I would hope to see from students at a you know, elite university. I mean, you know, correlation doesn't imply causation, so I don't know the root cause behind all of this, but I would imagine that, you know, kids are getting a little soft with their damn calculators. Excuse my French.
Okay. So, overall, do you have a positive, neutral, or negative opinion about technology?
I really think that depends on the age level. I think there's no reason to use technology in elementary school, because at that point they're sort of fundamentally learning how math works and how, you know, how to solve problems, which you really, you know, you can't have technology solve a problem for you. It's just not that sort of creative. And you need to have the basic arithmetic skills. So for elementary school kids, I think it's a terrible thing if they were allowed calculators, or even, you know, if they see a calculator before the sixth grade. After that, it's, especially when you get into high school and certainly college, you need to, high school, you certainly need to know how to use a calculator. By college, there are more advanced computing techniques that, you know, there are classes that in programs that you'll learn at the college level. So the higher levels, I think it's a good thing, and I think it's necessary. The lower levels, I think it should be eschewed for a whole host of reasons.
Okay, thank you for your time.
That was it.